Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show every day here in the third decade of the 21st century. Having a great visit with our good friend Rob Levin. Rob's longtime Brain Trust member, 15-year member of our Brain Trust. Rob, I need the website again, please.
WorkBetterNow.com.
It's all about finding assistance, helping yourself with leveraging what you're trying to do, investing in that leverage, thinking of it as an investment, not an expense. Rob, one of the things that I was talking about and went to the break, and I'm going to get you to weigh in on is when I became a delegator, when I first, and it was hard. I resisted. I fought it. It wasn't that I didn't think it was a good idea. It just made me uncomfortable. And all of a sudden I realized, okay, dude, the reason you're having such a hard time with this is because when somebody else does this job that you used to do, you don't quite like exactly how they do it. And I had to come to terms with the fact that how they did it was just fine. It just wasn't how I did it, which in my mind was perfect. But with the way they do it was another version of perfect that was just fine for what the outcome needed to be. And that's where I came up with the concept of excellence. Accept excellence as a standard, not perfection. What do you think?
I think you're 100% right, and then I'll add something to it. A few years ago, I took part of the Strategic Coach Program. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, Jim, but mm-hmm. Dan Sullivan's great, great, great program. A number of my very successful friends have gone through it. And we were talking about this very topic, and somebody used the term drive-by delegator. And this is why some people have problems with delegating, because they've mm-hmm. done it in the past and it didn't work. And one of the reasons it usually doesn't work is because you think people can read your mind. So mm-hmm. strategic coach, I forgot the exact terminology, but they have this concept of explain in detail the outcome that you want. Not necessarily how to do it, right? Just explain the outcome of what you want. And now you're on the same page. Somebody doesn't have to read your mind. They don't have to guess. And then let them figure out how to do it. It goes in part with another concept they have, which is who, not how. Don't mm-hmm. think about how to do something. Just find the right person, the who, whether it's an assistant, whether it's a senior person you got to bring onto your team. That's the only way you're going to grow. If you do everything by yourself, you're capping your growth. Mm-hmm. That simple.
Well, that's exactly right. And there is another element to this. Whenever you delegate, you have to not only delegate the responsibility, but you also need to give them a little authority. Allow them to take a little bit of risk. Meter out the risk a little bit. Just say, okay, you can go this far. And when they mess up, and they will, like you did too, when you mess up, you don't fuss at them. You don't yell at them. You don't fire them. You have to be able to, I call it redeeming them. And you have to redeem them by saying, okay, this broke. What did we learn? What do you think?
That's right. That is how you grow a business. That's it. Again, without that, if you're not willing to do that, you're not willing to grow your business. I sat down with somebody. Somebody said, look, a friend of mine, he's got a printing business, small printing business. They're more like a print broker. They don't have equipment. And, you know, he's stuck. And I said, all right, I'll meet with him. I had lunch. Great guy. But when I talked to him about, you know, bringing on other staff and stuff like that, he's got one person he's worked with 20 years. They know each other really, you know, they mm-hmm. know each other like they know their back in their hands. But he was not willing at all to train somebody new, to let go a little bit. He's like, I just don't want to do it. I said, mm-hmm. you realize you're capping your growth? And he said, yeah, I guess so. I go, and that's a fact. There's nothing you can do about that. If you're not willing to let go, not willing to bring other people on, if you're not willing to make those investments, if you're not willing to accept excellence, mm-hmm. you just can't grow.
Well, and it's worse than that, too, Rob, because if that's the case, you won't be able to hire and keep smart people, because smart people won't stay with you. So you're dumbing your own net, your own organization down when you do that. Last thoughts.
That's right. No, that's exactly it. And, you know, those, it's like the haves and the have-nots. The haves, they get it. They know that they have to invest in people and let go. The have-nots, they get stuck.
I need a website one more time.
WorkBetterNow.com. Thanks, Rob.
WorkBetterNow.com. Hey, Rob, good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next time. Rob Levin, ladies and gentlemen, WorkBetterNow.com. Quick break. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Before I do, you know where I'm going here, folks. Remember to always seek excellence. Use that as a standard, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.